家讀經嘅時間。
We'll now have our scripture reading for today.
今日選讀經文係羅馬書第八章第二十八至三十九節。
Scripture reading is in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 to 39.
我哋用啟應方式嚟讀，先用中文讀，用英文讀出。
Let us read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
係羅馬書嘅第八章二十八至三十九節。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能力的，是现在的事，是将来的事。一齐读我哋第三十九节：是高处的，是低处的，是必受物之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是我们这主基督耶稣里的。
Romans chapter 8. For we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress,
as it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor death, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. May God bless the readers and hearers of his words. Title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chan this morning is A Christian's Happiness.
Good morning. You know, it's a shame that a sermon has to follow a wonderful music presentation, you know. But we're called to proclaim. If you have any better ideas on how to proclaim, let me know.
我好似好古怪咁樣，我哋聽完一個好美麗嘅聲音之後咧，我就好似要坐喺度聽呢個嘅sermon咁咧。如果你有咩提議嘅，可以話俾牧師知。
You know, this Thanksgiving, I want you to consider this wonderful text that you have before you, Romans chapter 8.
今天早上，我哋一齊去睇呢個嘅羅馬書第八章呢一篇嘅好美麗嘅聖經。
And the reason I'm imploring you to do that is the Bible says there's a joy available. It's available. That's not supposed to be subject to circumstances.
今天早上我就有睇就話，聖經其實話俾我哋知，聖經話俾我哋知就話，我哋應該係有呢個快樂，而呢個快樂嘅係唔應該受到呢個環境上嘅影響。
You know, I always have to wrestle with that this time of year.
咁喺特別嘅喺季節嘅當中，我好似咧喺手心入邊有掙扎。
You know, during the holiday season, if you're an up and down person like myself, it's hard to wrestle with this truth that there is a steadfast joy despite the circumstances.
咁喺季節嘅當中咧，我心入邊都有掙扎，就諗就話點解好似喺我生命當中冇一個好平淡，冇一個好持續的一個快樂在我生命當中呢?
So whether you're an up and down person or not, you need to ask you, you know, when you have bad circumstances, why? Why in my life don't I have this steadfast joy?
我生命當中會想，為什麼我生命當中沒有一個這麼持久的快樂呢? 為什麼要有高高跌跌呢?
Because the Bible in many places explicitly states very clearly, it's available.This joy is available.
而聖經很清楚地解釋給我們知，告訴我們知，是，我們是有這個快樂的存在。
And so that joy should make us at least quietly happy, at least inside, despite the circumstances.
所以這個快樂的存在是有的，所以就說，無論在我們生命當中的高高跌跌，都不應該受到什麼影響。
Let me put it another way. There's a joy, according to the Bible, that the deepest troubles can't snuff.Out.
而圣经就讲解就话，就算喺我哋生命当中几咁嘅最大嘅困难当中，都唔会去影响到我呢个内心嘅快乐。
And if properly nourished and properly nurtured, that inner joy can coexist despite the bad circumstances.
所以就话，如果而我哋内心入边系有一个应该有一个嘅成长，就算喺个几大嘅困难当中，仍然嘅我哋都可以内心入边当中有一个快乐。
It can evenoverwhelm the deepest of your griefs.
也就话呢种嘅内心嘅快乐，反而仲更加会超越咗我哋当中嘅感受呢个嘅痛苦。
Now there are plenty of places, as I mentioned in the Bible, that states that, and I'm going to show you on slide two. Thanks so much, Beth. Slide two, John 17:13, the latter part. Jesus says before God the Father, just before he's leaving this world, he prays for us.And he prays for his followers. He says, I pray that they may have the full measure of my joy within them.
而在圣经当中有其他有几样的几个的的例子。其中一个例子就是说，耶稣当他去死之前，他去为到他的门徒祈祷。
Here's another place. Bethany, if you could hit slide three. Just to,previous chapter before, John 16:22, the latter part of 22. Jesus is speaking to his followers, his close followers, his disciples. Again, that's important to note. He says, you will rejoice and no one will take away your joy.
而第一個例子亦都係喺個約翰福音第十六章二十二節，耶穌基督佢都係同佢嘅門徒去講，就話你們的心就要喜樂，或者喜樂也沒有人能奪去。
Now,To understand a text, you have to know what comes before and after. And also, you know, like any literature, you have to understand the context, the entire, you know, what is this sentence as it appears to us in the context of the entire book and the entire Bible.
So, 当我们去看这个章节的时候，或者看任何的书卷的时候，你要看就说，你不可以只是看单单一句的说话，我们看要前文后语，我要看整本书究竟是讲的什么。
Because it's pretty amazing. He's talking to these 12 men that are going to be persecuted.
而当时他所讲的说话和这班的门徒，其实那班门徒将会是受到这个逼迫，受到这个伤害。
They're going to be robbed of everything
they own.
他们会就算是他们生命当中所有的东西都会被拿开。
They're going to be tortured for naming the name of Jesus in a society that doesn't want to hear.
他们说会引着他们是耶稣基督的门徒的名，他们会受到这个逼迫，受到这个杀害。
They're going to be put to death.
他们会受到这个死亡的威胁。
And Jesus has the audacity to say, I am giving you, the people he's speaking to, right? You, a joy, now, that will stand up to that.
但耶稣基督就跟这班门徒说，甚至你虽然会接受这个死亡的当中，但是你会接受到我给你这个快乐。
He goes through a list. None of these things. Disease, persecution, alienation, loneliness, torture, death will be able to take away that joy.
就说耶稣基督跟这班门徒说，甚至当中里面有个疾病、迫害、孤独、这个折磨和死亡，这些所有的东西都不会能够去拿开你的当中的快乐。
You know, I was thinking my office. My office is my home because there's no office here. I was thinking my study. This is Thanksgiving. This is the Christmas season. And I wonder, do I have that kind of inflexible joy in my life, despite my bad circumstances?
牧师就是当他准备这个sermon的时候，他就想着说，在这个季节的当中，这个感恩节的当中，我们在这个生命当中的高高低低的时候，我们有没有这种内心的快乐呢？
Why not? Ask yourself that. Why not?
我们要问，为什么我们当中没有这个内心的快乐呢？
Well, I can't answer for you, but for me, it's I don't understand the nature of this. That's why I got to go back to take a look. And so do you.
所以就说，我可能就说，是不是我不能够明白这个内心的快乐的意思是乜嘢咧？我需要去睇，我都希望大家一齐都一齐去翻翻嘅经文入边去睇。
What is that truth really made of? What is the Bible trying to say? What is God trying to tell us?
究竟圣经入边当中佢想同我讲乜嘢咧？究竟神想同我讲呢种内心嘅快乐系乜嘢咧？
You know, we've been looking at this text in Sunday school, the letter to the Christian Rome, in Rome, Paul's letter to the Christian in Rome. We've been looking at it intently in Sunday school.
其实在我们的主日学当中，我们已经开始看这个罗马书。
And so many of you already know that Romans chapter 8 appears, the letter of Romans appears in a situation where it's all about living in a suffering world.
如果大家是熟悉的罗马书的时候，罗马书第八章是讲到当时的基督徒，他们在当时的困难的生活当中。
It's like us. We're living in a world of brokenness.
跟我们当中好像一样，我们活着一个破碎的世界。
Bethany's slide 4. In Romans 8:18, a few verses before our text, the Apostle Paul says, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time, by the way, he's in prison when he writes this, under house arrest, suffering of this present are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
而在罗马书第八章第十八节当中，保罗讲，而保罗当时嘅系坐紧监，佢写个书信，佢话：我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And the Apostle Paul, in a very eloquent way, he unpacks that as the letter goes on.
而保罗之后嘅喺个书卷当中，佢继续去讲解。
And he talks about trouble, persecution, nakedness, poverty. Darkness.
而保罗继续讲当时这个破碎的世界是乜嘢？破碎当中入边当中系有呢个嘅烦恼、迫害、贫穷、危险。All
sorts of danger. That's what he's talking about, and he's imploring us on how to live in a world like that.
就话当中嘅情况，佢哋充满咗一个危险情况，但系点样喺一个咁困难嘅情况当中，仍然有一个喜乐咧
？And then he gives us the highlight, which is our text, Romans 8 verses 28-30.
而最重要就是说，怎么去过呢？就是说在今天我们看的经文，在第八章第28至30节。
And in those three verses, we have three principles that I'd like to share with you.
就是说有这三个的道理我们要去看。
And these three principles, these three things, are the reasons for the joy.
而这三样的道理就是说这三个理由，就是说怎么样才能够得到这个基督徒的快乐。
In the text. In the Bible, it says that. These are the three reasons for the happiness for the Christian. Christians can have this kind of impervious, watertight, relentless inner joy because of these three things. Your joy will be strong to the degree you understand these three things. And they're up there. Even though I hate PowerPoint, I hate PowerPoint. It's so distracting. There's one in each verse. Verse 28, our bad things turn out for good.
就說有三點, 第一點就在28節那裡說, 會, 你的壞事會變好。
Verse 29, our good things can never be lost.
第29節說的話, 你們的美好的事是不會失去。
And verse 30, the best things are yet to come.
第三樣就是說你們最好的事還未來。
Now, I'm only going to touch on the first principle for today. And the second and third, because of time, I can't touch on them, but I will touch on them on Thursday. So if you have nothing else to do, you're welcome back.
So, 今天早上我們可能時間問題,我們只是講到第一點的最重要的道理,如果你有時間的,應該有時間的,因為大家不用上班,就在星期四,當中再回來,去聽第二步的基督徒的快樂。
God, through the Apostle Paul, tells you, if you follow Jesus Christ, your bad things will turn out for good.
就說若然你是跟隨耶穌基督的時候,你們生命當中的不好的事會變成好。
Your good things can't be lost.
就說你的好的事當中裡面不會失去。
And your best things are yet to come.
而你最好的事反而還未來。
And those are the reasons for your joy.
這就是三點的理由,為什麼我有一個基督徒的快樂。
And those are the things you and I have to grasp and have to plant deep in our being.
所以我們應該需要去明白,將這三樣東西去抓緊,去明白。
Why? Because Paul says it's the basis of your joy.
為什麼? 保羅說這三個理由就是這個我們有快樂的原因。
Let me ask you, do you understand these three things this morning?
我想問大家就是說,你能不能明白其實剛才所說的說話呢?
Let me give you a real literal translation of this in the book of Romans, these three verses. Again, because Romans, like the New Testament, is written in Koine Greek. So let me give you a little translation. It says, for those loving him, God works together all things for good.
而聖經裡面所說的說話,當時羅馬書所寫的在希伯來文,我們就想用字眼的去解釋給你知,而當中的說話,他講就說,神話萬事都會互相效力,叫神的人得益處。
Here's the implication of that first principle as we unwind it.
這就是第一點我們所看的。
6. The first thing it tells us is the Christian's circumstances are no better than anyone else's.
而當中就是看第一點就是說,我們作為基督徒的,我們生命當中的情況比其他人是不會說特別的好。
You need to get your head around that.
也需要去明白這一點。
Terrible things also happen to those who love God.
不好的事會發生在就算是基督徒的人,基督徒的身上。
You know, many Christians, I think, wrongly, explicitly teach, and most Christians implicitly, discreetly believe, if I love God, if I serve God, I won't have as many of the bad things that happen to everybody else, to me.
So, 就算是基督徒的,我可能都會跟其他人會說,若然你是基督徒的,你是信神的,不好的事不會在發生你的身上當中。
That's not what Paul says.
這個不是保羅所說的說話。
There are terrible things that can happen to anyone.
不好的事會發生在任何人的身上。
Again, I can pick several examples, but here's one that some of you really know personally. Pastor David and Judy Wong. Pastor David is the senior pastor at Covenant Church Whitestone.
而我給很多例子你可以,但是都是其中一個例子,讓我想起就是說,聖約堂的牧師,王牧師。
He and his wife Judy have served the Lord many, many, many years.
王志榮牧師和他太太Judy,都是為了神的緣故,在神裡面侍奉當中很多很多年。
They lost their firstborn son at age 25 around age 25, they lost Joseph to cancer.
而大家都知道，可能知道就係話，但喺誒祖佢嘅大長子啊，大仔啊，Joseph，但喺廿幾歲當中就因為癌症去過身。
By the way, just as a sidebar, if you lived a couple centuries ago, do you know that half your family, your children, probably didn't make it to adulthood? Did you know that?
如果你係好多年長嘅人，你都會明白就話。 若然有很多小孩子的，可能一半的小孩子都不會成長到成為大人。
All the same things that can happen to anyone can and probably will happen to those who even love God.
所以說每樣事，就算好事壞事，在每個人的當中，就算是基督徒不是基督徒，都是會一樣會發生。
All the perils in a fallen world gone against its maker, the living God. Can happen to anyone.
所以話，在一個墮落嘅世界當中，所有嘅危險、所有嘅事都可能會發生喺任何人嘅身上。
That's what all things mean. All things.
呢個所謂話所有嘅事，意思就係話所有嘅事，任何嘅事，好事壞事。
A little further down in verse 35, Paul says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
呢啲35節講就話，有咩人、有咩嘢可以將我哋同基督去分開咧？
He mentions, "Shall trouble?" Hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword?
是不是說是不是患難呢、困苦呢、逼迫呢、飢餓呢、赤身露體呢、危險呢、刀劍呢?
Let's see, 35 up there. Beth, if you could turn back to 35. Look at that list. Trouble? Hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword? What's Paul saying?
當中看,第七十五節就說患難、困苦、逼迫、飢餓、赤身露體、危險、刀劍。究竟保羅他想說些什麼呢?
Again, he gives you this whole list. He says the same stuff. It can happen to anyone. It can happen to you.
所以就說這所有的事情發生在任何人身上,就算基督徒都可以在他身上發生。
The second implication of that principle goes like this. When things work together for good in your life, very important to understand this, it's because of God.
而第二點我想跟大家講就是說，當我們生命的事上過得好的時候，為什麼呢？是因為有神的存在。
Very important. Notice the Apostle Paul does not say things work together for good, period. He does not say that.
保羅所講就話，當中就話，我們生命事上去做好，唔係話自己本身會自己會做好。
That's because they never work together for good on their own.
因為就話喺生命事嘅當中上面，事唔會話自己會自己搞好。
And a Christian with a Christian worldview understands that about life.
而我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋明白呢個基督徒嘅觀點嘅角度去睇。
If anything in your life is going well right now, it's because, according to the Bible, God is working it together for good.
所以我作為基督徒嘅，我哋需要去明白就係話，因為有神嘅緣故，所以我哋喺生命上嘅當中嘅事能夠做好。What,
you're bright people. What's the nature of the world?
我大家都係讀過書嘅人，我哋都係明白究竟呢個世界上嘅事係點樣去發生。What's
the nature of things?
世界上嘅事發生係點樣嘅咧？Fall
apart，係自然嘅，係會破碎。Return to dust. That's the dynamic.
呢個就話呢個世界嘅自然就係話會係去不斷嘅去破碎。And
Paul mentions in verses 18 to 20, the world is burdened down by this. It is burdened down by evil. It is burdened down by sin.
而保羅就話喺第八章十八至二十節講就會話呢個世界係因為呢個罪同埋呢個嘅罪惡係將呢個世界去破壞。
Things are subject to decay. That's the dynamic of things.
世界就係話會係去破壞、去破損，呢個就係呢個世界嘅道理。
Again, that's why at Easter, resurrection body, you know, that doctrine of resurrection, Jesus the first of many, is so precious because your body, my body, right now, subject to decay. Decay.
所以就話我哋生命嘅，我哋嘅生命，就算我哋嘅身體，都最後嘅會係腐敗、腐壞。所以咁重要嘅，我哋去睇呢個嘅復活節。點解復活？因為耶穌基督就係佢第一個去復活，佢就係將佢從死亡當中去復活起嚟。
And of course, the Bible explains Why? That's so because we're indifferent to God. So what God? So what God is there? So what?
我就睇话咁嘅事发生系点咧
？Right, and that's on our good days. Our bad days, we shake our fist at him.
啊，咁我哋我哋可能会就质疑就话呢事点解会发生咧
？And we, all of us, in some way, replace him with created things. Those things are more precious to us than God.
所以当唔好事发生嘅时候，我哋会质疑神，我哋会去诅咒神，可能会，所以咧我就会就话用其他嘅嘢去代替神，去将我哋生命嘅事会变翻好。
You know, let's turn to a more pleasant scene. I guess if you can call it pleasant. Beach. Yeah, maybe some of you love to go to the beach. Maybe you've been to the beach this summer.
我做另一个例子俾你听，就话譬如话我哋去一个嘅沙滩。
And of course the beach.You know, of all its pleasantries, help us, right? And give us pleasant scenery, right?
咁我哋去呢個沙灘，我見到個沙灘後邊咧有多靚嘅棕榈樹。
But again, Christians are realists. Look at the tiny grains of sand. You know, at one time, those tiny grains of sand were mountains.
但其實，若然你係一個有個基督徒嘅觀念嘅角度去睇嘅時候，你揸喺呢啲嘅泥沙、呢啲嘅沙灘嘅沙，其實諗清楚就係話，其實喺個萬年之前，其實可能都係一啲嘅山、呢個碎石。
Way back, they were mountains. Now look, you pick it up, sand.
所以我當睇嘅時候，喺千萬年前可能係一個高高嘅山、一個得嘅大石，但係而家只係一個好碎嘅一個海嘅沙灘嘅沙。
I haven't even touched on relationships.And families, as your seats around your dinner table grow empty as the years go on.
而我都好清楚就话，譬如话，当我哋睇我哋，譬如时，我就算我哋一班人嘅食饭，可能会系想当年嘅好多人一班人，但系因为年岁嘅增长，可能最后嘅得翻几个人喺个桌前面一齐食饭。
You see, don't be fooled. When we base our faulty, godless worldview on things that we think things should go right.
So we 唔好有呢个嘅错误嘅世界观，就话事应该系会好。
Especially in the Western world, where of all the creature comforts, it's unprecedented, unprecedented in history. If you read history, you are living in an unprecedented comfort. You are.
所以当我哋用呢个世界观去睇嘅时候，我哋要明白就系话，呢个世界其实系趋向住一个破坏嘅世，呢个嘅破坏嘅原因。
You know, sometimes that presents a problem.Because you think that's the norm. That's sentimentality. That's wishful thinking.
我哋就係為呢個世界觀，就係諗住就話，呢啲其實應該我哋生命當中嘅事應該係趨向係好嘅。但其實若然你有咁嘅思想嘅時候，其實係好傷感。
Again, I include myself. I'm a modern Western person, just like you, right? Maybe we have some cultural differences, but we're modern Western people. You know what we think?
我哋就算我當中，我哋係依個嘅，我哋西方文化去諗，無論你咩文化都去諗嘅時候，其實都係差唔多。
Especially in a place like New York City, if things have gone wrong, I'm going to sue you.
特別喺紐約嘅事情況，就係話我哋好普遍嘅就諗話，若然我生命事當中有咩唔好嘅，我去告你。
Why?
點解咧
？It's because things in my mind, sentimentality, ought to go right.
因為我哋嘅思想就話俾我哋知，就係話，我哋生命嘅事應該係咁，應該係好嘅，唔啱嘅咪告你咯。
And Christians who read their Bible，Christians have gotten totally rid of that false idea。
而我作為基督徒嘅，我需要就話去睇嘅聖經，究竟聖經同我哋講嘅係咩説話
？Christians believe the sentimental view is gone。
聖經就當我哋睇依個嘅依錯誤嘅觀點，我哋應該拎走。
Christians have God's worldview in perspective, a realistic worldview.
因為作為基督徒嘅，我係需要一個真正嘅角度去睇究竟世界應該點樣嘅。
If you're a follower of Jesus with that Christian worldview, you say, if my health is intact today, it's God holding it up.
就話，若然我哋係有基督徒嘅觀點角度去睇嘅時候，我哋就明白就話，我哋生命當中，我哋譬如話我哋嘅健康能夠有健康嘅時間，係因為神嘅存在幫助我哋。
If there's somebody to hug me today, it's because God put that person there for me.
若然我哋今天嘅早上，譬如話有人去攬住我哋，俾個hug我哋，係因為神係將一個人擺喺我哋生命當中。
If there's someone in my life that loves me and cares about me in spite of my flaws, in spite of my selfishness, it's God. enabling that.
就話譬如話我生命當中，就算我係幾咁嘅唔好，但係神有個人擺喺我生命當中去愛我哋嘅，係因為人係因為神嘅存在，因為神將嗰個人擺喺我生命當中。
There's no reason otherwise to think that otherwise.
依係唯一嘅原因，點解會是好嘅事會發生
？That's the Bible's teaching. If anything goes well with you, it's a miracle of God's grace.
所以話喺我生命當中，任何好嘅事嘅發生，係一個嘅奇蹟。依個奇蹟就因為係神係當中去作工。
That's slide 8. Here's the third implication of the first principle, the most basic. Though bad things happen, they work for good.
而家第三點我哋就去睇就話，雖然有呢個壞事嘅唔好嘅事喺我生命當中發生，但係為著好嘅緣故而去發生。
And that's a promise for those who love and trust the Lord and are following Him.
依度都係一個 promise， 一個嘅應許，我哋需要去明白。
But notice the promise is to those who love God is not that they have better circumstances. That's not what Paul says.
依個應許唔係話我哋去諗就係話啊，我哋應該有一個好啲嘅環境。
It doesn't say in the text. Again, we base our faith on the text of the Bible, right? On the truth of the Bible. It doesn't say better things will happen to you.
經文冇講就話我哋呢個作為基督徒嘅應該有一個好嘅環境，有好嘅事發生喺我哋身上。
And it also doesn't say bad things are really good things. They are bad things. They're not good things.
而聖經亦都冇講我哋話，如果呢啲事係唔好嘅，冇話呢啲事唔好嘅，其實係好嘅，冇咁講。
You know, when Jesus was in front of the tomb of his friend Lazarus, John chapter 11, he's about to raise Lazarus from the dead.
咁喺約翰福音第十一章嘅時候，當耶穌去拉撒路嘅墳墓之前嘅前面。
Now, if you're familiar with John chapter 11, Jesus is not smiling. He's not smiling there.
而如果你係認識呢個聖經嘅時候，當耶穌去到拉撒路嘅墳前，佢冇喺度笑。
He's weeping. He's angry.
佢耶穌基督係好傷心，佢好憤怒。
Why?
點解咧
？Why didn't Jesus say, "Well, you know, Lazarus' sisters think this is a tragedy"? No harm done. I'm about to raise him from the dead.
耶穌基督冇話嚟到拉撒路嘅姐姐個嘅墳墓拉撒路嘅前面，同佢姐姐講就話拉撒路佢死咗係好慘，但係唔需要擔心啊！我喺度，我會準備會將佢死而復活。
Why didn't Jesus continue to say, "Hey, you know, won't people be excited? You know, This looks like a bad situation, a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's really a good thing. It's a way to show my glory. I'm really excited about it. I can't wait." He doesn't say that.
而耶穌基督冇去咁就話：你哋唔需要擔心啊！你哋依啲睇落好似佢死咗，呢啲係唔好嘅事。呢啲好似睇落唔好嘅事，但其實係好嘅事嚟噶。因為咧，我咧就會準備咧用我嘅能力，會將佢從死裏復活。咁咪仲好咩
？Rather, he's weeping at the tomb of his friend.
但係。当你睇圣经嘅时候，耶稣基督唔系咁，佢喺拉撒路嘅坟前，佢伤心，佢愤怒。
Because it tells us that death is a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. Jesus weeps. It's a bad thing.
而当阵时睇就话，因为耶稣基督佢明白呢个死亡系一个唔好嘅事。
Sin and death in and of itself are bad.
而罪死喺耶稣基督嘅眼前系唔好嘅事。
Jesus, God the Son, says it's bad.
耶稣基督佢系独生子，佢话死亡系唔好嘅事。
The Bible doesn't say, "Well, these bad things are really blessings in disguise."
依个冇话呢啲唔好嘅事，其实咧睇落其实系一个祝福。
You know, it's not like you go on Oprah or something like that, and you hear, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm crushed. You know, I had death, but the death of my loved one, you know, this person, somehow good's going to come out of it."
亦都冇讲就话哦，依个人死咗，但系咧，从呢个死咗当中咧，佢可能有啲好嘅嘢咧会发生。圣经唔系咁讲。
The Bible never says anything like that. It's no every cloud is a silver lining. It doesn't say that.
圣经并冇讲就话唔系话好似每样嘢嘅都好似有条界线咁样，又好似有好又唔好。
You need to grasp that truth. Bad things are really bad. Sin and death is bad.
你要清楚明白就係話唔好嘅事就係唔好嘅事，罪死亡係一個唔好嘅事。
But God will give them those bad things good effects in the life of a Christian.
但係話就係神會用呢啲生命當中唔好嘅事喺個整體當中會成為一個好嘅原因，點解會發生
See, Jesus Christ being mad at the tomb of Lazarus proves that he hates death.
而當中耶穌基督去喺拉撒路嘅事，呢個時當中就話佢講清楚就話神係唔喜歡呢個死亡。
And the list of things he hates: loneliness, alienation, pain, suffering.
入邊當中講就話耶穌基督神佢係唔喜歡人嘅有呢個隔絕，有呢個死亡。
And as you know, many of you know, maybe not all, the Bible narrative goes on. It says, right, what does it say? He hates it so much he's willing to come into the world and experience
it.
See, he incarnates, becomes like us, right? Incarnates. Why? Because if he didn't do it that way, how could he solve the problem?
所以就話去到個情況，就話耶穌基督佢要介入去道成肉身嚟呢個世界上，去解決呢個死亡嘅問題。
We're the cause of the problem. How will he solve the problem without destroying us?
呢個就係話我哋係人，我哋人係呢個問題嘅理由。但係話耶穌基督佢點樣去解決呢個問題？
See, again, the promise here is if you love God, you will have more good things happen to you. That's not the promise.
神嘅應許唔係話我係信神嘅人係應該有好嘅事發生。
The promise is not if you love God, the bad things really aren't bad.
呢個應許唔係話若然你愛神嘅時候有好嘅事嘅發生。呢個應許唔係話若然你愛神嘅時候唔係話唔好嘅事會變成壞事。
But the promise, clearly stated by Paul, is God will take the bad things, he will work them for good in the totality of all things.
而神的應許的意思就是說，神的應許就是說，祂生命當中，我們會用這些不好的事，但是會放在我們整個人的生命當中，有個好的原因去發生。
Right, in the totality of all things, he'll work good.
所以話叫萬事互相效力，叫成嘅人得益處，就話喺個生命一個完全嘅人嘅生命當中，用唔好嘅事有個好嘅理由會發生。
You know, that means if you're like me, you can't just wait a week, can't just wait a month, you can't even just wait a decade.
咁我哋譬如話人咁樣，我哋好多時覺得啊，我要等一年，等一個時間，等好多年去有呢個應許喺我生命當中去發生。
Because the promise is not that any bad part or portion of your life that somehow you can see works out for good, because the promise is the totality of all things.
而神嘅應許唔係話一啲唔好嘅事嘅發生喺我生命當中，我會睇到應該有好嘅嘢會出嚟，唔係神嘅應許就話頭先講過就話喺呢唔好事當中，神喺用喺我哋全個人嘅生命當中有個好嘅原因去發生。
The promise is taken in the totality of all of your life, not just a portion.
而呢個唔好事嘅發生唔係話係只係睇咗呢個唔好事會變成好事，而喺個整體我人嘅生命當中係一個好嘅理由去發生。
And so God's promise is this: if you love Him, if you're willing to trust and obey His ways of living, He will make sure it works out for good.
所以話神嘅應許，若然你係相信神去愛神嘅時候，神會用呢啲唔好嘅事喺你整體人嘅生命當中有個好嘅原因去發生。
If you were here in the beginning of the service, we sang Amazing Grace, again, a more modern version, but you know the lyrics, the words are written by a very famous Christian, John Newton.
剛才我們有唱詩《若其以恩典》是一個詩人John Newton寫出來的。
And John Newton says this about this promise, which is, again, on slide 9. Thanks, Beth. Everything is necessary that he sends, referring to God. Nothing can be necessary that he withholds.
就話John Newton同佢講就話每樣嘢我哋所需要嘅神係會俾到我哋，而佢唔會去攞開或者係唔俾我哋我哋所需要嘅嘢。
And John Newton, a great theologian of the past generation, he says the premise is the things that really hurt and kill you are your flaws.
而就話我哋嘅缺陷係其實會傷害到我哋去殺害我哋。
You know what really kills you and I? Our foolishness, our pride, our selfishness.
我哋嘅缺陷係乜嘢？就話我哋做缺陷就係我哋嘅愚拙，我哋嘅驕傲，我哋嘅心硬，我哋去否認神。
You know what really sets us back? It's the hardness of our hearts, the denial that we're okay, the weaknesses that we have set us way, way, way back.
而这个缺陷就是说我们去深眼，我们去否认神，我们需要神，我们的软弱，令到我们去退后一步，我们觉得我们不需要神。
It's our faulty belief system that we don't need God. I can make it in life myself.
这就是说我们内心里面，我们很多时候觉得就是说，我不需要神去帮助我们。
Those are the only things that can hurt you in the long run.
这样的想法会在长远来看，是会伤害你。
Those are the only things that can hurt you in the totality of your life.
这就是说，当我们看人，当我们看一个人的整体的生命当中，这些的愚拙会影响到我们的生命。
You know, us human beings, we know. In the short run, selfishness feels great, doesn't it?
当我睇下生命嘅时候，呢啲短暂嘅嘢系好似觉得好好。譬如话我短暂去睇就话，睇我哋自私，可能会觉得我哋好好。
You're always thinking, because I know many of you also cooked a lot for I baked a lot for today's luncheon, and so my wife made some brownies, and I'm washing the all these trays, these brownie stained trays, you know, I'm complaining all the way up this morning, I'm washing these trays, you know, why I gotta wash these trays, you know, selfishness is good in the short run it's good.
譬如说我当牧师去看，今天很多人去煮食，因为都是师母去做一些brownie，但牧师需要去洗那些盘，就觉得很心烦气躁，为什么要洗那么多盘。
In the short run, self-deception is wonderful, right?
咁我自己就即係喺內心入面嘅掙扎，好似覺得我好煩躁。
As fellow human beings, we all know that.
我心入煩躁，會影響到我哋。
Right, in the short run, just closing your eyes, ignoring God, that's great.
喺個短暫當中，我哋去唔理會神，會好似覺得好好。
But in the long run, it'll get you. It will get you.
但我短暫的時間覺得去不理會神有自私的時候，其實在一個長久去看的時候，會影響到我整個人的生命。
In the long run, it'll put you away.
而當我們長遠去看的時候，會影響到我們跟神的關係。
What is John Newton? What is the Apostle Paul saying here?
究竟當中John Newton和保羅究竟是想說什麼呢？
Things you think are good that God has withheld from you are only good in the short run.
而是說John Newton和保羅所說的，你內心裡覺得好的東西，其實這些是短暫的，在你生命當中好的東西，但在長遠來看，其實那些好的東西是會影響到你以後的生命。
They're terrible for you in the long haul.
所以就說那些你內心覺得你好的東西，短暫的，長遠去看是不好的。
Any bad thing, and including the bad things that God hates, God will bring into your life only in order to cure you of the things that can really destroy you in the long run.
而都是保罗所说的，你觉得神给你的不好的事发生在你身上当中，在你长远来看，其实是帮助到你。
And that's really what the first principle is about.
这就是第一个道理，其实想说的一件事。
Do you realize, do you understand that? Do you realize how practical that principle is?
你究竟其实明唔明白我所刚才所讲嘅道理咧？
Remember, I said you will only have this invulnerable joy if you hold on to these three principles in Romans 8:28-30.
所以话，若然我哋想有呢个嘅基督徒要有呢个快乐，你要明白刚才所讲嘅三点。
The first one is bad things will happen to you.
第一点就话，刚才所讲就话。
So you shouldn't be shocked when bad things happen.
所以你唔需要觉得好惊讶，点解有唔好嘅事发生喺我身上？就算我系基督徒，都会发生喺身上。
You know, I'm a pastor. I've been pastor since 1990 something.
咁牧师咧，已经1990几年已经开始成为牧师。
And you know, one thing I'm amazed is even amongst Christians, they're overwhelmed with all the bad things.
所以当我睇翻嘅时候，就话睇好多基督徒，佢觉得好都好惊讶，睇到就话点解基督徒觉得好惊讶，有唔好嘅事发生。
But you know, at least 50%, and I don't think I'm overestimating, at least 50% of their discouragement, their despondency, is really they're surprised by it, and I'm just perplexed why.
吓，会睇到就话起码五成嘅人会，即系一半嘅人，基督徒点解会觉得好惊讶，有唔好事嘅发生？
And I came to realize they're despondent because they're shocked. But you're not. You can't be shocked if you read the Bible.
但是就说，若然你睇圣经嘅时候，你唔应该有呢个咁惊讶唔好嘅事会发生人嘅身上。
You see, we say to ourselves, life should be better. Life should be better.
我哋好多时会同自己讲就话，生命应该会更加好嘅，应该会更加好嘅。
But when we say that, we fail to realize we're not understanding the promise. We don't get the promise from God.
但当我咁讲嘅时候，我哋其实唔能够明白究竟神真正嘅应许。
Or we say, I love God, therefore surely I will have more good circumstances because I love God.
我哋会自己同自己讲就话，哦，我系相信神，我系爱神嘅，我哋生命应该有更加好嘅环境。
But that's not the promise.
这个不是神所讲的应许。
Until you understand and really grasp what the promise is, you're going to be continually let down and shocked, overthrown by the problems of this world.
所以你需要去明白神你俾你嘅恩典，俾你哋嘅应许，你先至会明白究竟点解呢事会发生，你先至唔会觉得好惊讶，点解有唔好嘅事发生喺我身上。
And your joy is always going to be overthrown.
若然你有咁嘅，若然你去明白嘅时候，你嘅内心入边嘅快乐先至有成长。
But if you truly understand the principle, the truth, you'll be able to tap in to the joy.
所以话，若然你能够真正明白刚才嗰三点嘅时候，你先至能够去明白神俾你嘅快乐。
That's the first principle in verse 28, and I hope you see that. And if you grasp the implications of that principle, you'll be able to practice what? Thanksgiving.
所以话你需要去，若然你明白刚才第28章第28至34节时候，你就会明白咩叫做真正嘅快乐，你先至能够懂得点样去感恩。
Thanksgiving leads to praise.
我哋感恩就话要去赞美。
Because you praise God when things. Yeah, obviously, if things are going well, you praise God, right? You know, again, well, we can always forget, but most of the times we praise God when things go well.
因为我就觉得，因为我哋生命当中有好嘅环境，因为有好嘅事发生，所以我哋需要去赞美神。
But when we fail to praise God when things go well, it's we fail to grasp that all things are by His grace.
但我哋好多时，我哋有时唔好去赞美神，因为我哋唔能够明白究竟神俾我哋嘅事发生嘅原因。
You know, most of us, our health is intact. You can accomplish things going through your day.
我哋生命当中有个好嘅健康，我哋能够过活。
These routine good things in your life are from God.
呢啲我哋生命当中每日嘅好嘅事嘅发生，系因为神嘅缘故。
And Thanksgiving is about reminding us, don't take them for granted.
而感恩节嘅时间就去提醒我哋，就话唔好将呢啲有好嘅事发生喺身上，系觉得系理所当然。
For when you realize that truth, you understand. And you understand that it's all of God, all the good things. And I praise Him for that.
所以就话，当我哋有好嘅事发生喺生命当中，或者喺我哋生命，我哋需要嘅不断嘅去赞美神。
And when the bad things happen to you, you won't be shocked. You'll be incredibly patient.
而当有唔好事发生，唔好嘅事发生我哋身上嘅时候，我哋需要有呢个嘅期待，我哋唔应该有一个惊讶。
And if you're willing to be patient and sit back and watch things unfold, the entire picture unfolding.
所以我需要嘅退一步去睇究竟呢个大嘅图画，究竟呢事嘅发生。
You can actually say, like the Apostle Paul, God is accomplishing something, though these bad things are truly bad.
所以就话好似保罗一样，若然你系咁能够做到嘅时候，退一步去睇个大嘅图画，呢啲事嘅发生，就算唔好嘅事嘅发生，都系因为我哋生命一个好嘅缘故嘅理由去发生。
And those bad things which are truly bad, lay me low now. I will rise with him.
而嗰啲所谓唔好嘅事喺我生命上发生，会令到我好沮丧，但系终有一日嘅，我哋都好似神一样会系升高。
I am undergoing devastation now, but God, you are making me over.
我哋生命，我哋觉得好沮丧，好伤心，但系神会帮我重新嘅去挣扎。
Do you believe that? Do you understand that?
你明唔明白咧？ 你相唔相信咧？
Again, as I said in the introduction, I don't have time to touch on the second or third principles. You have to come back Thursday for that. That's in verses 29 and 30. Let me just briefly say the second principle is good things. The good things we cannot cannot be lost if you love God.
而第二個道理就是說, 好的事是不會失去。
And how do we know that? It's really the little connector word between verses 28 and 29. That word for.
而就是說當我們看第28章第28至29節講個字就是說因為
That little connector word for leading into verse 29. That's the key. Verses 28 and 29 go together.
就話第28至29節其實應該係一齊嘅，就話當中間嘅因為就連接咗呢兩節嘅説話。
See, they're not supposed to be taken apart. Verse 29 explains verse 28.
而就話29節其實係解釋呢個第28節。
And that means they're connected. They can't be pulled apart.
佢哋唔應該係分開嘅呢兩節。
And it says there, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And here's the key, for, connector, for those good, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son.
所以在28、29節讀多次我們就說,我們曉得萬事都互相效力,叫愛神的人得益處,就是按他旨意被子的人。為什麼?因為他預先所知道的人, 就預先定了效法他兒子的模樣,使他兒子在許多弟兄中作長子。
Again, I'll be very brief. The second principle is God does not promise you better life circumstances if you love him.
所以第二點就是我需要大家明白,若然你相信神的時候,神沒有應許過你,你會有一個更加好的生活環境。
He promises you a better life.
神是應許你有一個更加好的生活。
Again, doesn't promise you better life circumstances, but he does promise you a better life.
神沒有應許你有一個更加好的生活環境,但神說他應許了你有一個更加好的生活。
And of course, he's referring to that inner joy that comes to the Christian who loves God that goes beyond circumstances.
而當中所說的說話就是說,神給他,給了我們這個快樂,是超越過我們所當時的環境。
We all like the pleasantries of life, right? Good circumstances are good, right? Marriage, children, great career.
我們想有好的環境,有一個好的婚姻,有一個好的工作,有一個好的小孩。
But again, Paul is not talking about circumstances. He's talking about an inner joy that goes beyond circumstances.
耶穌基督他所說的不是說我們有一個更加好的環境, 他所在還說的,我們有一個好的生活,一個整體的生活。
And remember, Jesus Christ is saying this to the disciples who will, again, lose all things, even their lives.
耶穌基督他當時跟他的門徒說,就說, 你們有可能的會失去你所有的東西。
And as we saw in John in the earlier part of the sermon, he says, I can give you a joy that's not dependent on these circumstances.
耶穌基督他跟這些門徒說,但我給你的快樂不是基於你的生命的環境。
And here's the principle in a nutshell. When you suffer, you become like Jesus.
就說當我們去受苦的時候,我們都好像耶穌基督一樣。
In other words, Jesus came to suffer, right? He came to die on a cursed cross.
耶穌基督來這個世上,去受苦釘在十架上。
But he comes, of course, his suffering is far greater than ours, but that doesn't eliminate your suffering.
耶穌基督他的受苦,為了我們的受苦,但不等於我們不會受苦。
But what's the difference then of a better life than a better life circumstances?
但有什麼分別呢?就是說我們有一個環境。
It's that little word that annoys us in verse 29. Again, it's that word predestined.
就是在29節所說的預先。
Again, Paul's using that word predestined to comfort the Christian.
而保羅所說的說話就是說,想用這個字眼,這個預先去安撫,安慰當時的門徒。
He's not using the word to confuse you or to open up a Pandora's box of scratching your head.
保羅所說的說話,這個預定的,不是想去令到我們質疑,令到我們更加的不明白。
He's not using that word here in this text, Romans 8, to raise all the issues that bother people.
他不是說用這個字眼去令到更加的人去更加不明白他說什麼。
Yes, there are other passages of the Bible that deal with that. That's not the aim of this message.
有其他人可能會用很多時間去講解預定預先。
But Paul is comforting the Christians here who are suffering, and he's saying, I want you to know something.
但是保羅想用這個說話去當時同這班的門徒講，他想去安撫這班的人。
Something that's predestined is fixed.
這些有些預定的是會預定意思，即是說會一早的去擺設，一早的去解決。
And what Paul's saying is if you love him, love God, there's something absolutely fixed, firm, no matter what.
保羅所說的意思就是說，既然你是愛神的時候，有些事已經會發生，已經的一定會去成就。
Again, that's all he's saying there. The key word is conformed.
这个就是说有些事会定了会发生。
I know that's a weak translation because in the original languages, it's a tough word to translate here, and conformed is not really quite right.
那么就是说，用因为字眼的转变解释可能会好似很模糊。
But he's saying God is going to cause a metamorphosis in the Christian.
但神其实意思就是讲到话，我哋内心入边会有一个改变。
You're going to undergo the change, inner essence, to be linked with Jesus.
就话我哋内心入边会有一个改变，我哋嘅改变会同神有一个联合。
In other words, Christianity is not just about obeying a rule.
作为基督徒嘅唔系话只系去跟随一啲嘅道德嘅观念。
But it's loving the character, Jesus Himself.
但作为基督徒，我就系话去相信同埋爱耶稣基督嘅character。
And as the Christian meets this Jesus behind the Word of God, the Word is about Him, and they're amazed.
而就话我哋需要佢去睇嘅圣经，圣经就话讲耶稣基督嘅生命。我哋当我睇嘅时候，我哋觉得好惊讶。
They're amazed at all the wisdom, all the truth, all the love.
而当我哋睇嘅时候，我哋去学习呢个道德，呢个爱。
They're marveled about his approachability.
我哋好惊讶去睇就系呢啲嘅嘢。
And they see utter conviction as they meet him in the pages of the Bible.
而当我睇嘅时候，我睇到我哋内心入边嘅挣扎，我哋嘅唔好嘅事，我需要去更加去明白耶稣基督。
They see his courage, they see his brightness, his radiance.
我睇到耶稣基督嘅勇敢，睇到佢嘅荣美。
And they know that Jesus was not just any human being. He was God's son.
而当你睇圣经嘅时候，你先至明白就话佢唔系只系一个普通嘅人，而佢系神嘅儿子。
And Jesus, God the Father, the Holy Spirit of God, they're making the Christian over from the inside out.
而就话当我睇圣经嘅时候，就明白就话呢个父神耶稣基督圣灵就系点样帮助人去呢个解决嘅问题。
And Paul is saying, comforting the suffering Christians. That's a transformation that's fixed, predestined. That means it's guaranteed. It will happen and come about. So Christians, take heart. God says your bad things turn out for good.
所以就话，我哋作为基督徒嘅明白就系话，神话会将一啲唔好嘅事喺我哋整体当中嘅生命会变成一个好嘅事。
Your good things will never be lost.
而好嘅事喺我生命当中系唔会去失去。
And the best things are yet to come.
而最终嘅就系话，有更加好嘅嘢会将来会发生。
Oh, Father, we thank you for this look at these comforting words of the Apostle Paul.
主，我又感谢你俾我哋能够睇到保罗俾我哋嘅呢个安慰嘅说话。
I know, Lord, there's a lot here to digest, and you know, maybe a little bit too much for us today.
我哋好似好难嘅去咀嚼当才所讲嘅说话，但求神你帮助我哋。
But it will be time worth spent if we grasp this inner peace that you give those who love you.
但系若然我哋去相信你嘅时候，爱你嘅时候，让神你帮助我哋去了解。
May you shower your grace and mercy upon each person here.
主啊，求你将你嘅怜悯去当喺撒喺我哋每一人嘅当中。
May they realize that inner joy is available to them.
让我们大家都能够明白，就话这个内心里面的快乐，其实是我们每个人可以去拥有。
That the Bible truly is telling truth.
圣经是讲真正的说话。
That we as Christians are being made over to be like Christ.
我们每个人，我们作为基督徒的，都会被重新的去再造，去更加去像基督。
That God has given His Son to be a remedy for the brokenness of this world.
而神就是差遣了独生子耶稣基督去解决这个世界上的问题。
And as we embrace and trust in what He has done for us,
若然我们去相信耶稣基督去所做的工作，
we can go through life with your worldview, with the reality of it, in peace and in inner joy.
我们去相信主理的时候，我们才能够有这个基督徒应该有的观点和角度去看这个世界，去活着一个平安的生命。
Despite the avalanche of bad things that will happen.
甚至虽然在这个世界堕落的当中有很多不好事的发生，但我们明白就是说在总体当中，神你叫万事互相效力。
Open our hearts, O Lord, today.
主求你开我们的心。
To see your radiance and beauty.
让我们看到你的荣美。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我这样祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求。阿门。